Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
I'm Rebecca. As you know, Joe and I both have cats at home. Cats sometimes do crazy stuff.
More like all the time they do crazy stuff. Cats are insane. They're crazy. When I left the house today, one of my cats was just playing in the sink. He was just messing around, rolling over, playing with the tap, trying to turn it on. He has turned it on before and just, like, soaked himself with water. They run around the house. They play with each other. They just wreck stuff. It's fun, but it can be kind of a hassle sometimes, too. What about your cats? What kind of crazy stuff do they do?
There was also one time my cat pushed open my bathroom door and tried to join me in the shower.
My cats do that, too. I don't know what it is about cats and getting into the bathroom. They just want to be in there.
Okay, and one thing they often do is step on my keyboard and send messages to my friends. And they also love watching Animal Planet, 动物星球频道.
Well, it's a good thing they like watching Animal Planet because we're going to be talking about a TV show today that's especially made for pets, for dogs and cats. So if you have pet troubles, this program is for you. Let's go through today's article, and then Rebecca and I will be back. Reading.
Dog TV, a channel for dogs. Dog TV, a channel entirely devoted to dogs, was inspired by a cat. Ron Levy, a TV show writer, felt guilty whenever he left his cat home alone. So, Levy made a DVD loaded with videos of birds and fish for his cat to watch while he was out. His idea worked, and his cat got hooked on the videos. Levy met with TV producers to discuss making a whole new channel entirely for pets. They decided to make Dog TV. Since dogs are pack animals and suffer from anxiety more easily when they are alone. Some clips let dogs get used to everyday sounds, such as doorbells, while others encourage them to play. There are also relaxation clips, which feature calming images set to classical music to help dogs rest. Response to the channel has been mostly positive, but not all dogs are interested in watching TV. One psychologist said dogs react to smell more than they do to images. Curiously enough, some cat owners have said their felines are fascinated by Dog TV. This hasn't escaped Levy's attention either, since he's already planning to create Cat TV.
Now, today's article is called Dog TV, a channel for dogs. Let's take a look at the word channel here. Channel just means one of the stations on the TV that you watch. You might say, what channel are you watching? I'm watching channel 65. Or you might say, I'm watching HBO, or I'm watching CNN, BBC. Those are all examples of TV channels, but today we're talking about Dog TV, which is a channel for pets.
一打开电视机，你会看到各式各样的频道，频道叫 channel， 有的像是 movie channel， 或者是 news channel， sports channel 等等，还是电影的、新闻的、运动频道。我老公每次看到体育台啊，我都好想打瞌睡哦，我就跟他说 change the channel please， 请转台好吗？ Today we're not going to talk aboutmovie channels, news channels, sports channels, or any other channels for humans. No, we are talking about a TV channel for dogs.
All right, well, let's find out what Dog TV is all about. The article says Dog TV, a channel entirely devoted to dogs, was inspired by a cat. We say the channel is devoted to dogs. If something is devoted to something else, it means it is especially for that. Like, this program is devoted to students like you who are learning English. But this is a channel entirely devoted to dogs. It's for dogs. It's made for dogs. But it was actually inspired by a cat, not a dog.
Devote 这个动词叫奉献。我们常用 devote A to B 表示把 A 这个东西或这个人奉献给 B， 像是很多妈妈跟我妈一样 ，My mom devoted herself to our family， 将自己奉献给家庭，或者是义工 ，They devoted their lives to helping the poor， 把自己的生命奉献给帮助穷人。今天文章告诉我们一个很有趣的消息哦，也就是有一个 Dog TV 这样的频道，叫献给狗狗的。但你知道吗？这一次可是因为一只猫，一只猫咪给大家这样的灵感哎。How come a TV channel which is supposed to be watched by dogs was inspired by a cat?
Well, let's find out. That's a good question. It says Ron Levi, a TV show writer, felt guilty whenever he left his cat home alone. So Levi made a DVD loaded with videos of birds and fish.For his cat to watch while he was out.
Wow, this is interesting. In my home, I have a balcony especially for cats to sunbathe. I put some plants and seeds outside the window so that birds will come. Then my cat gets to watch the birds flying outside the window and they won't get bored.
I do the same thing in my house, actually. Yeah, I have a cat balcony and they can sit out there and they won't get bored. They can watch what's going on outside.Not everybody has that, though, so that's where Dog TV comes in. Now, the article goes on to say his idea worked, and his cat got hooked on the videos. So his cat was hooked on the videos. That means if you're hooked on something, it means you can't stop doing something. Maybe there's a TV show you're hooked on. It means you can't stop watching it. You could be hooked on baseball. It means you really love baseball. You like to watch it. You like to play it.In this case, the cat was hooked on the videos he made. It means the cat was sitting there watching the videos and just couldn't take its eyes off the videos. Now, hooked on something is our shortcut for you phrase for today. Let's take a closer look.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, nice hat.
Oh, thanks. I'm not sure if I should wear this one today.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this one.
It looks like you have a lot to choose from.
I can't decide what clothes to wear either. I went clothes shopping yesterday, but maybe I should go again tomorrow.
Really? Sounds like you got hooked on shopping.
Hooked on?I'm not hooked to anything.
To get hooked on something means you can't stop doing something.
I get it. Get hooked on means 着迷于.
Exactly. You can't seem to stop shopping. You're really hooked on it.
You're right. I have a problem. I don't want to get hooked on anything. Help me.
Maybe you can get hooked on something less expensive than shopping.
I got it. I'll get hooked on hiking.
Well, to start.
That was our shortcut for you, all about being hooked on something. Now, we mentioned this TV show writer by the name of Levi. He made these videos for his cat. His cat got hooked on them. So let's find out what happened after that. Levi met with TV producers to discuss making a whole new channel entirely for pets.So this got his brain working. He thought, okay, if my cat loves this, there must be other pets out there that are really going to like this too. They decided to make Dog TV since dogs are pack animals and suffer from anxiety more easily when they are alone. Dogs are pack animals. It means they like to be in groups. They don't enjoy being by themselves. They like to be around other dogs And if you notice, like dogs in the wild or wolves, they're always moving around in groups. They hunt together. When they're resting, they rest together. They're never really alone. And dogs don't like to be alone either because they are pack animals. And pack just means a group of dogs. If they are alone, they suffer from what we call anxiety. Anxiety just means you're very, very worried or you're very nervous. Sometimes we describe people as being anxious. A-N-X-I-O-U-S. That is the adjective. If you're anxious, yeah, it just means you're worried about something. You have this kind of bad feeling about stuff. So dogs get that way when they're alone.
很多狗不喜欢一个人在家，一个人在家就一直汪汪叫，很焦虑。焦虑的形容词刚好提到叫 anxious。Anxious 如果是一个焦虑的名词的话叫 anxiety。Anxiety 刚刚文章当中用的是suffer from anxiety 表示因为焦虑所苦，罹患焦虑症之类的。我的很多学生一听到要考试了就很焦虑， they suffer from test anxiety， 罹患了考试焦虑症，会一直咬指甲啊，拔头发啊，睡不好等等。狗狗是属于 pack animals， 所以的 pack 就是一群啊，一群动物的意思，就是狗是群居动物啊。没有人类或者其他动物的陪伴的时候，就很容易精力没有地方发泄，或者内心觉得孤单，觉得寂寞，觉得冷。I wonder what they show on dog TV for dogs to watch.
Well, it must be different from what they show the cats. The cats videos had stuff like birds. Dogs might be like, that's not so interesting. So let's find out what the dogs can watch. It says some clips let dogs get used to everyday sounds such as doorbells.While others encourage them to play. So we've got different clips. A clip is a short segment of a video. So some clips, they're showing sounds like doorbells, because you know dogs. Sometimes when dogs hear a sound, they get really worked up. What's that? I was over there. I'm going to go run over there. And they get really anxious or nervous or excited. But these clips help them be like, oh, that's just the doorbell. I'm just going to be calm, and I'm going to just lie here and not run all over the house and mess things up.
Clip 当动词使用的时候啊，就剪，修剪的意思。在这里呢，当名词使用，表示你修剪下来的东西。如果是影片的话，其实就是一段的短片。那如果是杂志或是报纸的话，这个 clip 就是小剪报的意思。比如说 ，Here's the clip from the new movie Lucy。记不记得卢贝松的新片啊？哈，之前呢那个黑寡妇是加里乔韩斯来台湾取景那部片啊，今年八月就要上映喽。我看到一小段影片，超酷的。电影上映之后，我一定要去看。至于 Dog TV 这个频道都在播些什么呢？像是一些狗狗习惯日常生活会出现的声音，例如说门铃，或是一些鼓励狗去玩游戏的一些影片。I guess there would be some clips with people holding a frisbee and pretending to play with them. Go fetch, good girl, good boy.
Yeah, something to stimulate the dogs, just make them feel that they're not alone. There are also relaxation clips which feature calming images set to classical music.To help dogs rest. So it's just helping them calm down. And these clips feature calming images. Feature just means they include or they have a certain quality. So these clips are just to help the dogs relax, just chill out. I'm just going to have a nap or close my eyes and just chill out for a little while.
Feature 当名词使用的时候指的是特征、特色。当动词使用的时候就是以什么为特色，以什么为号召。比如说大陆啊，最近有很多歌唱节目，那每个节目特色不太一样，像是中国好声音这个节目 The Voice of China Features Amateur Singers， 他们的节目是用素人歌手，老师刚刚用 Amateur 表示业余非专业的来表示素人。中国好声音是以这个为特色。 Dog TV 的影片除了鼓励狗狗去玩的那种，还有比较放松的影片，而这些短片的特色呢，就是有放松的画面搭配一些古典乐啊，让狗可以放松休息一下。Maybe I should watch these relaxation clips when I have trouble sleeping.
It sounds like it could work for humans, too. The classical music would be very, very calming. Well, response to the channel has been mostly positive, but not all dogs are interested in watching TV. One psychologist said dogs react to smell more than they do images.
Ah, true. Dogs' noses are very sensitive.
That's right. Dogs can smell things that we don't even notice. They have a very strong sense of smell. Curiously enough, some cat owners have said their felines are fascinated by dog TV. This sentence starts off with the phrase, curiously enough. It just means, well, maybe this is a little bit strange. It's hard to understand the reason why. So curiously enough, or strangely enough, we have some feline owners. Feline is the scientific name for cat. So we could say cat owners. That would be an easier way to say it. These cat owners, or feline owners, they say their cats are fascinated by dog TV. If you are fascinated by something, it means something really captures your imagination. You're amazed by it. You're interested in it. And cats love dog TV, too. And I guess that makes sense because it was inspired by a cat.
Fascinate 这个动词就是着迷的意思。好，拿我儿子来说好了。Anything to do with cars fascinated him. 也你也可以用被动说 He's fascinated by anything to do with cars. 只要是跟车相关都令他着迷。好，那刚刚文章当中告诉我们呢、啊Curiously enough, 就是有够妙的，说来也奇怪，竟然有人说 their felines, 那个 feline 这个字其实比较正式的说 cat 这个字的用法。Well, in my opinion, cats are interested in anything. I don't doubt they will watch dog TV.
Cats are interested in anything that moves, basically. So you move your finger around, cats are like, ooh, what's that? I'm going to watch that for a while. Well, the article concludes by saying, this hasn't escaped Levi's attention either, since he's already planning to create cat TV. All right, so keep an eye out for that. We already have dog TV. Cat TV cannot be far behind. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article. But before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
We've been talking all about pets, dogs, and cats today. So let's chat about our favorite pets. What is your favorite kind of pet and why? I'm pretty sure I know what you're going
to
say.
Of course, when it goes to cats. Cats are beautiful and elegant. They clean themselves every day. They use cat litter box, so you don't have to walk them after a tiring day from work. Cats are perfect.
I love cats, too, and basically for the same reasons that you said, they're really easy to take care of. You say, okay, here's your food. Litter box is over there. We're good. We don't really have to do anything. You have to play with them once in a while. You have to make sure they're active. Otherwise, they might start scratching up the furniture or things like that. But other than that, you don't have to do that much. It's very low-maintenance kind of pet. I love dogs, too, though. Dogs are very friendly. They're loyal. But they're more work. You have to walk them every day. You have to give them tons of attention because they always kind of have to know if they're, you know, a good boy or a good girl. And they love to play. So it's more of an active sort of thing. So it depends on what kind of pet owner you want to be. If you really don't like taking care of pets and just want something really low key, you could get fish, maybe.
Turtle.
Yeah, turtle. You just pour some food into the bowl or into the tank. Done. Clean the tank once in a while so that it's not too dirty in there. Let's see, what other kinds of pets could you get? Rabbit?
Lizards?
Lizards. Lizards are cool. Snakes?
Can we get dolphins at home?
Dolphins. You would need a big tank for a dolphin. But yeah, dolphins are cool. You can teach them to do flips and you could, you know, they talk too. And dolphins are very smart. I'm not sure I would have room in my apartment for a dolphin. Well, we're getting carried away, but you guys can talk about your own favorite pets as well. As for us, we are right out of time on English for You for today, but we hope we'll see you again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Dog TV, a channel for dogs. Dog TV, a channel entirely devoted to dogs, was inspired by a cat. Ron Levy, a TV show writer, felt guilty whenever he left his cat home alone. So, Levy made a DVD loaded with videos of birds and fish for his cat to watch while he was out. His idea worked, and his cat got hooked on the videos. Levy met with TV producers to discuss making a whole new channel entirely for pets. They decided to make Dog TV. Since dogs are pack animals and suffer from anxiety more easily when they are alone. Some clips let dogs get used to everyday sounds, such as doorbells, while others encourage them to play. There are also relaxation clips, which feature calming images set to classical music to help dogs rest. Response to the channel has been mostly positive, but not all dogs are interested in watching TV. One psychologist said dogs react to smell more than they do to images. Curiously enough, some cat owners have said their felines are fascinated by Dog TV. This hasn't escaped Levy's attention either, since he's already planning to create Cat TV.
Vocabulary Review.
Channel. I like to watch this TV channel because it has many shows about animals.
Devoted.
This museum is devoted to European art from the 18th century. Anxiety. Tom felt anxiety about his math test, so he tried to do something relaxing. Clip. I saw a really funny clip online that showed two dogs playing in the snow. Feature. This show features lessons to help small children learn English. Fascinate. Amy is fascinated by art and loves to visit museums during her free time.